You're welcome to Mountain Springs Church Podcast, a podcast that brings you life-giving teachings and sermons from our church leadership. We hope that as you listen, you will be blessed and edified in your walk with Jesus Christ. And now, stay tuned as we bring you the teaching for today.
Hello, this is Fidelis Odogbo. Today, I want to welcome you to another edition of Mountain Springs Church Podcast. I'm talking about the law of progress today. There are many invisible laws of life that some of us are not really aware of sometimes. I believe that knowing these laws gives us a deep sense of assurance and wisdom for daily living if we apply them diligently in our lives. There are many laws classified as universal that affect us all every day. You and I know that to delve into these laws may risk going too far into all kinds of metaphysical stuffs. But at least the law of gravity and the law of causes and effects are real in our lives today. But I want to focus or zoom into one of those laws, which I title the law of progress. Now, I'm going to actually deal with this both in our physical lives and in our spiritual lives. Let's begin to look at the Bible in Mark chapter 4 from verse 1 to 9. And there's something about this chapter because Jesus seemed to focus on this law of progress when he talked about some of the parables that he taught his disciples. And let me begin to read from Mark chapter 4 verse 1. He says, "Again he began to teach beside the sea, and a very large crowd gathered about him, so that he got out of the boat and sat in it on the sea, and the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land. And he was teaching them many things in parables, and in his teaching he said to them, 'Listen, behold, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell among the path, and the birds came and devoured it. Other seed fell on the rocky ground, where it did not have much soil, and immediately it sprang up. Since it had no depth of soil, the sun rose and scorched it, and since it had no roots, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain.' Now, if you notice, things happened with each of these seeds being sown in different locations. And in verse 8, which I really want to focus on, he says, 'And other seed fell onto good soil and produced grain, growing up and increasing and yielding 30-fold and 60-fold and 100-fold. And he said, "He who has ear, let him hear." But let's look at verse 8 again. He says, "The seed fell onto good soil and produced grain." Now that's the whole picture or the reality. It produced grain. But then look at what he said. He says, "He produced grain, growing up and increasing and yielding 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. Now, I picked out some keywords here, and the keywords are these. The soil produced grain, which is static. That is what happened. But then look at the progress. Growing up, increasing, and yielding fruit. Now, what do we see here? Jesus was putting out here the law of progress, that things happen over time, but progressive. You see, our lives, are shaped in such a way that we have to progress over a period of time. We are not meant to change from one form to the other in a twinkling of an eye over a night success. There is a process. There is a growth pattern. Now here Jesus said, when the seed produced grain, it happened this way. It grew up, It increased and it yielded. And then he started putting it again in a progressive pattern, 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. Now, if you look at the word here, growing up, I checked out that word in the Greek. It means an upward accent, which speaks of a trajectory of growth. And then the word increasing is the Greek word here, oxano, which means an augmented growth. Now, when you speak about augmented growth, you are talking about a growth that depends on a growth that has already happened. It is not a growth from 0 to 100. It is a growth that has to rely on a certain number of growth for it to grow. I'll give an example. A child that is born, like a newborn baby, needs milk to grow. Now, I'm going to talk about that as I progress. The child has already been growing in his or her mother's womb for 9 months and then passes out of her mother's womb to be born. Then another growth process begins. That growth process is what is being referred to here as augmented growth. It's a growth that happens as a result of a growth that has already taken place. So Jesus is giving, you know, a kind of progress or a progressive law here that the seed produced grain by growing up and increasing in that growth and it yielded in the end. The word yielding there is the word pharaoh, which means to bring forth or to bear fruit. So we see before the fruit bearing happens, there's a process of growth that is progressive. But I also want to look at the word here, 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. What does that mean? Now, when we say 30-fold, we are speaking of a kind of measurement that has to do with the number of times that growth occurs. For instance, when I say 30-fold, it means that it happens 30 times more. When I say 60-fold, it means it happens 60 times more. When I say 100-fold, it means it happens 100 times more. But before it gets to 100, it begins from, 30-fold increase. I like the way the American Standard Version puts it. It says, "And others fell into the good ground and yielded fruit, growing up and increasing and brought forth 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. Now, the Amplified Version actually amplified it in such a way that we can really understand it, like a lay person. It says, "And the other seed fell into good soil, and as the plant grew and increased, they yielded a crop and produced 30, 60, and 100 times as much as had been sown." Now, this is what I'm talking about when I say that progress is a law. I want to put it as a law of life, that everything in life progresses. And the ability to wait to see it progress to the place where it begins to bear fruit is where we oftentimes miss it and we think that we have failed. But progress here is something that Jesus is teaching through this parable. That when a seed is planted on the ground or in the ground, it takes time to get to the place of maturity. And that time lag between when it is planted and when it grows to maturity is what we are actually talking about here as progress. It's a progressive leap, to the place of maturity. Let me give an example here of electricity. And it's a perfect example, actually, to explain progress. You know, when God created the heavens and the earth, I believe that everything God created was actually here on the earth, right from the time of Adam, to the time when it was discovered. Oftentimes, when we say something, is invented, it's not actually invented, it was just discovered. It's been there for ages. And one of them is electricity. Now, electricity is a form of energy and it occurs in nature since creation of the universe. It's been here with us. When God created everything, He gave us electricity. It was not invented, actually. It was still here with us. But here is the deal. The history of electricity is more than 2,000 years old. Historical records say that in around 600 BC, an ancient Greek philosopher by name Thales of Miletus discovered that rubbing animal fur, that's a thick growth of hair that covers the skin of an animal, mostly mammals. So by rubbing animal fur, caused an attraction that produces static electricity. In about 1600 AD, it was said that an English physicist named William Gilbert wrote a book on the attractive nature of fossilized tree resin, and he used the Latin word electricus to describe it. Now, several years later, another Englishman named Sir Thomas Brown is inspired by William Gilbert, who, in one of his many books on physics, came up with the word electricity to describe his investigations based on William Gilbert's work. So Gilbert and Brown are credited with being the first scientists to use the term electricity. But here's where I'm going. How did it start? It started with the word fossilized, fossilized resin. That's what it started with. They had no idea of what is called electricity, but you could see the progress from fossilized tree resin. Someone translated it to electricus in Latin, and then someone eventually translated it electricity, and that word has remained with us today. Progress. You know, one would have thought, wow, somebody, you know, invented electricity, that it was discovered over the period of years that it's been here on the earth. No one noticed or saw it. But what I'm trying to explain here, or to establish here, is that life is progressive. Everything in life is progressive. In our spiritual life, in our physical lives, there is progress. And we have to wait to see it happen. We cannot jumpstart it and just weave our way from 0 to 100. You have to go through different phases of life to get to our destination. 30-fold, 60-fold, and then 100-fold. You see, one of the major fears that plague anyone who starts a new business or venture is the fear of failure. Now, you and I know what is often classified as failure is the moment of thwarted expectations, the long period of inertia, and the feeling of hopelessness when things fail to work out. Now, one thing we need to do is to realize that progress is always taking place. Whether things are, you know, moving upward in our eyes or not, we don't always have to see them. But life has to progress. Now, I'm speaking this because I have a lot of things happening right now in my life. And one of them is, you know, planting a new life-giving church. Some days, I will be very frank with you, it looks like nothing is moving, nothing is happening. But God began to open my eyes to see that the law of progress is always with us. And one thing that really happens when we deal with any venture or we involve ourselves in any venture in life is that we have to recognize that invisible law of progress. It is happening. It is taking place. We just don't always recognize it. Now, let me read from verse 26. I mean, I'm still reading from the same book of Mark, chapter 4. It's like I said, that Jesus began to talk about things, you know, that relates to progress through his parable. Now, the next parable he told the disciples was the parables of the seed growing. Now, in verse 26, he said, "And he said unto them, the kingdom of God is as a man should scatter seed on the ground, and he sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. The earth produces itself, or by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come. Now the point here is this. It is still the same principle of progress. A man or a woman plants a seed in the ground, and then things begin to happen. And most of the time, we have no idea that things are happening. Notice he says that he sleeps night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. He has no idea. He doesn't know about it. You know, does that paint a picture of what you and I go through sometimes in life, when it looks like nothing is happening? When it looks like we are not moving anywhere forward? When it looks like we are just stationary in our place? Despite our hard work, despite all the hours we've put in, all the energies we've exerted to see that thing work, but it looks like nothing is happening. We go to sleep and we wake up every day of our lives, and we don't see anything on the surface. That's exactly what Jesus is saying here. Night and day, he has no idea that the seed sprouts and grows. And then he began to describe how this happened. He says, the earth produces by itself. Now that's a whole teaching for another day. But then it says, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come. See, before the harvest, there's a period of progress. There is a waiting period, which most of us are not always willing to endure, because we want to see things happen just right away. We are so, you know, busy with the destination that we forget that there is a journey to that destination most of the time. You see, progress is something that we have to recognize every moment of our lives, and that regardless of the fact that we are not feeling the push, we are not seeing things increasing and pushing forward, does not mean that something is not happening and that progress is not happening. You see, achievement in life, most of the time we define it as an event, but it is not an event. It has come through phases in our lives, through some progressive, you know, events that has taken place in our life to get to that point. Now, I'm trying to see how I can, you know, mirror this down to even our spiritual lives. It really helps us to deal with people down there that we are, you know, ministering to and helping to understand what God is doing in their lives and how they can become a better Christian. But it cannot happen overnight. We need some period of endurance to see the word grow in their lives, and they will be and they beginning to fashion their, you know, their way of life to suit the intent of God for them. Now let me read the New Living Translation. When he talked about this, he says the earth produces the crop on its own. First, a leaf blade pushes through. Then the heads of the wheat are formed. And finally, the grains ripen. I know I'm talking about this and it looks like I'm just calling from the Bible, but you will agree with me that this is real life situations for most of us. When we are dealing with progress, it is the hardest part of any adventure. It is the hardest part, you know, for any pioneers or anyone who, you know, is starting a new business. That part where you have to wait until the seed sprouts is the hardest. But what Jesus is teaching here is that we need to understand that this law exists. This law is something that, you know, is phenomenal. Everyone, whether you're a Christian or not, you have to, you know, at some point in time, deal with this law. And if you confine your life to the tenets of this law, you won't bother yourself trying to compare yourself with others. all you need to know is that, look, it's only a matter of time. I would see the seed, you know, sprout out, and I would see the blade. I would see the leaf, and then I would see my harvest. Let me look at verse 30 of that same chapter, you know, in the book of Mark, chapter 4. Jesus now began to talk about the mustard seed. You know, in verse 30, he says, and he said to them, with what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable shall we use for it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when sown on the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds of the earth. Yet, when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and puts out large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests on its shades. I know we know about the, you know, parable of the mustard seeds, but see how it started. It says that it's one of the smallest of all seeds. As a matter of fact, scientists say that you need a telescope to be able to see one, you know, mustard seed. That's how small it is. But when it is sown on the ground, things begin to happen. It says it grows up and then it becomes larger. Notice it doesn't just become larger the way when it is planted. It grows up, then it becomes larger. And then it becomes larger than the garden plants. And then it puts out large branches that attracts the birds of the air, which come in and to make nest on it. This is, you know, everything here is actually painting a big picture of what progress is all about. You know, sometimes we say, well, I wish I could just start something up today and start reaping the fruit tomorrow. Well, I wish that too, that we have to deal with the, you know, blessing of progress, because there's a blessing behind it too. Because if we just amass wealth overnight, you know, the same way it comes, that's the same way it goes. But I think that God is teaching us something when he teaches something about this parable, that for us to be able to deal with the big success or the big breaks in our lives, we need a time of progress to build character, to build the capacity, physical capacity, mental capacity, emotional capacity, even spiritual capacity to handle that lifting or that success that we are craving for. And I believe that's the reason for this thing about progress. And I could see Jesus actually weaving that into his sermon by saying 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Before you can handle 100-fold, you should at least have to deal with 30-fold. And after dealing with 30-fold, you move on to the next 60-fold. After being able to deal with 60-fold, then you can handle 100-fold. So you see, this teaching also relates to our walk in faith. It helps to deal wisely with the people that we minister to most of the time. I've mentioned that, you know, previously. You know, sometimes when we look at the people we are teaching, it looks like nothing is happening in their lives. And sometimes we ministers get discouraged. Like, I'm teaching month in, month out, and these people are still, you know, dead in their sin, and there just seems to be no change happening in their lives. That's what we see. That something is happening, you know, behind the sin surface or behind the earth surface. We don't always see them, but we don't always see that. But they are happening right away. Progress is taking place. Growth is happening. And when we start seeing the harvest, that's not when it started. It has started sometimes months or years ago. You see, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18, Paul began to say this. He says, but we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit. Notice the words he used here, from glory to glory. There are glory and there are glories. I don't know how else to put that. But you see, transformation takes place gradually from one glory to the other. And then he went on to explain this glory. Some, the glory of wood, some silver, some bronze, and some gold. You know, Ephesians 4 verse 15, Paul said again, he says, but speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects of him who is the head of Christ. I mean, who is the head? Even Christ. We are to grow up. The word grow here was the same word, you know, used in Mark chapter 4, I think verse 8, when Jesus talked about growth. It's the same word, augmented growth. A growth that takes place as a result of a growth that has previously happened. You know, Job 17 verse 9, Job began to say this again. He says, nevertheless, the righteous will uphold to his ways, and he who has clean hands will grow. Wow, look at that word. Will grow. Now, the Hebrew word grow here actually is the same meaning to what we talked about with the augmented growth. But here it means to add some increase to your growth. It means to grow stronger and stronger. But notice that this growth is not just instantaneous. I love the way he puts them in a progressive order, from one level to another, from one phase to another, from one glory to another, from one, you know, glory of strength to another glory of strength. Psalm 84 verse 5, he says, how blessed is the man whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways of Zion. Now that word again comes to mind when we speak about increase. We talk about an upward trajectory of growth. Now the psalmist here was using that same terms that were used, that Jesus used in Mark chapter 4, I think verse 8. He says, how blessed is the man whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways of Zion. There's that upward accent towards something. And it does not happen instantaneously. Psalm 92 verse 12 puts it correctly. It says, the righteous man will flourish like the palm tree. He will grow like cedar in Lebanon. And that's another allegory used here. What does it mean to flourish like the palm tree? See, the palm tree describes in this psalm was actually like a date palm commonly grown in the Middle East. Now, I lived in the Middle East for many years, and I used to have a palm tree that it brings out dates. So it's a date palm that brings out dates. Now, one thing I noticed about this tree is that it takes most of the time to gather resources during the cold season, and in the middle of the summer season when the temperature is at its highest, 45 to 50 degrees, that's when it brings fruit. That's when the dates start dropping. And I would always go and pick up his dates and keep it in my kitchen until it ripens. But you see something that's happening here. Date palms are very slow growing trees that do not bear fruit immediately. They take time to grow and reach maturity. Now when the Bible says the righteous will flourish like the palm tree, is bringing again that law of progress. A palm tree takes time to grow. See, patience is needed. It takes 5 to 8 years for the palm tree to bear fruit. And the tree will produce maximum or approximately 22 pounds of fruit in its first crop. But then when it rapidly increases the fruit it bears, it yields up to about 200 pounds of fruit when it's 30 years old. So you could see the progression. First, it brings forth fruit 30-fold, then 60-fold, and then 100-fold. Who knows? Maybe this was what Jesus was trying to explain. Probably he wasn't just using the word palm tree, but it was exactly how the palm tree bears fruit. The first fruit it brings, at its earlier years, it's, very little. And then as it grows older, the fruit increases. To the point that said actually that a date palm takes up to, I mean, can live up to 80 years. So the production capacity multiplies as it grows. So 30 fold in its earlier years, 60 fold in its middle years, and then 100 fold in its, you know, later years. Wow, this is powerful to think about this. This is what progress, you know, actually talked about. Or it's actually, you know, being talked about here. And then it says that he will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Now, what is a cedar in Lebanon? Now, cedars are species that grows in the mountainous region of the Eastern Mediterranean. Now, in Middle Eastern culture, it grows on a rocky slope and ridges. So that tells you how cedar trees are. They are rugged and can grow anywhere. And that's how Bible, you know, actually describes us who are blessed, that we can grow in any terrain, in any situation, good or bad. Growth process is taking place. Now, again, it says that the cedar tree can survive at an altitude from 500 to 3,000 meters. It means it can grow even where there is less oxygen. It is so rugged that it can survive any weather condition. Now, one thing makes it unique here, or rather, it brings us to the same point. It takes very long time to grow. Their growth rate is very slow. In fact, they said it grows at a rate of 12 to 15 inches per year. The one thing, you know, gives it away. It says that it can live for more than 1,000 years. Wow. That tree can live for more than 1,000 years. That's the blessing we have as the righteous. We will grow like cedar in Lebanon. That means that our productivity will not wane even in our lifetime. We will still bring forth fruit even in old age. But here's the deal. Progress. It takes time. It may be slow today. It may look like nothing is happening. Even right now, as we are, you know, in the process of church planting, we are going through that phase. You know, most of the things we desire, we don't yet see them happening. But I believe and I know that progress is taking place. We will grow to a point, you know, where we'll look back and we'll say, yes, we were once 30-fold. You know, we were once 60-fold, and now we are, you know, yielding fruits in 100-fold. That's the way it works. Now, I wish I have time to continue on this, but I believe that progress is part of life. And if we must understand how success happens in life, in anything in life, we must understand the law of progress and be willing to wait through that years of, you know, inertia, and to stay focused until we see the result we are yearning for. I want to stop here for today. But I want to say that these words are powerful. If we take them to heart, I believe it will relieve us of the stress that we go through sometimes, thinking that we have failed. The truth is that failure does not exist in the minds of someone who understands the law of progress. God bless you. Hope to see you again next time.
Thank you for listening to today's teaching. We hope you were blessed and are refreshed as you listened. If you're considering supporting Mountain Springs Church in any way by giving, prayers, or being a part of our launch team, please contact us at info@mountainspringschurch.ca or follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Mountain Springs Church CA. Thank you for listening today, and God bless you.